And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
A shortened version today because we've only got two games to decide, and I've got online now the principal of bluebet.com.au, Michael Sullivan. G'day.
Morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners.
And of course, we've got Mark Piggy Riddell Chumley from the Continuous Call team. Good morning, Chumley.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Sully.
Did you happen to hear his attempt to apply for the job at Sky Channel calling races through the week?
No, sadly, I missed that.
Oh, I must send you the MP3 on audio file.
all I know is that poor Philip Stokes rang me from Adelaide and said, mate, I'm minding my own business down here, and that bloke's tipping at my horse, and he stopped another one in Melbourne.
Exactly. You know, he's down there minding his own business. I think he's far removed from the clutches of Piggy Riddell.
I mean, why doesn't have enough problems.
Yeah, why don't you try and get someone in Western Australia? Why don't you tip something in Hong Kong and drive the Chinese mad?
Hey, don't worry. Next start, Music Bay. It'll win.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's get to the Storm and Sharks tonight. No, Paul Gallen, what's the betting, Michael?
Storm short, $1.36. The Sharks, $3.25, and it's a flat 8 at the blue bet line.
No, I've gone with the Melbourne Storm in this one. I think the week off freshened them up. Chambers back, Billy Slater's last game down in Melbourne. I think they'll be winning tonight.
Okay, tomorrow night from Allianz, last big game there. Roosters, Rabbitohs, Michael.
This is a bit closer, but there has been good money for the Roosters. $1.78, the Rabbitohs, $2.07, and it's a flat 2 at the line.
Mm-hmm. I've gone with the Roosters in this one, but the more and more I think about it, it's going to be a really tough game for the Roosters side without Latrell Mitchell, without Dylan Napa. I'll stick with my tip in the Roosters, but it wouldn't surprise me to see the Bunnies win tomorrow night.
All right. A feast of racing, some great racing at Rosehill Gardens, of course. Michael, what's been back with Bluebet?
Yeah, in the big race, the Golden Rose Grass is a deserved favourite at 5-2, but there's a Waller horse in there, a bit of an outsider of his runners, actually. Number 3, Zusane. There's been good money, 9 into 7.50. Mm. James McDonald's arrived from Barrier 1, but a cracking race and great racing in both Sydney and Melbourne. There's Group 1, the Rupert Clark in Melbourne as well. But there's been good money for Zusane.
Yeah, great race, Sir Rupert Clark, and it keeps its name unlike other races. Well, Piggy, here we go. Stokes is protected now. We hope.
Ray, I'm in the same race Sully's talking about in the Golden Rose. Number 2, the Autumn Sun, another one of Wallace horses.
Well, Kieran McAvoy's just fell out of the car. Chris Waller's thrown the phone at the wall. The owners are in despair.
Oh, well.
You know how the record is, all the favourites keep winning the last race?
Last 8, actually. I can tell you exactly.
Last 8. It's not 6, it's not 7, it's 8.
I'm the idiot that keeps saying it can't keep happening.
What's the favourite in the last race tomorrow? Could be anything. Hang on. Waller's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's got 8 of the 16 runners. No, he's got 8 of the 15. There's a scratching.
Yeah, the Lord Mayor's the favourite, just favourite.
There's another scratching. He's got 8 of 14 now. Strike me pink. So what are you tipping again, Piggy?
The Autumn Sun, Ray.
Why have you
2.
Done that? What are you dirty on Chris for? What's he done to you?
No, nothing at all. I'm just going to tip that this week and hope for the best.
Oh, well, Chris, I know you're listening. Hello, Winks.
Winksy.
She listens to us, Winks, you know, Michael. We found out from the trainer she has to listen to the radio in the morning. She starts with the Macquarie Sports Radio Breakfast Program. That relaxes her. Then she joins me at 9 o'clock. She gets a bit wound up then. By the way, very quickly, I can't tell you because I'm sworn to secrecy, but I know who the horse whisperer is that got Chautauqua to jump out this morning.
Oh, well. There you go.
He doesn't want any publicity, this particular fellow, but he's a very, very good horse whisperer because he whispered in Chautauqua's little ear and he jumped out this morning. Okay, one more to go and then he's back into racing.
Well, it'd be great if that could happen, but it'd be a shame. We all know how much ability, and even that trial where it missed the start the other day was getting to the line very well. We all know how much ability it's got, so let's hope that works.
All right, boys. I won't talk to you next week. John will talk to you, but I'll be back the week after that, and I'll be back at the grand final on Sunday night. Thanks, Piggy. Have a good week.
See you later. Bye, boys.
Thanks, Sally. All the best to you, mate.
All the best.
And apologies to the stable of CJ Waller, because Piggy's picked one of your horses, but you've got others that could win, you know.